The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
I always say that one of the nice things about Lent is that by the time it's over, spring is officially here, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. It arrived about a week and a half ago. A lot of us are still waiting for the buds and blossoms, but they're on the way. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Thursday, March 30th, 2023, Thursday of the fifth week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle 1. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is St. John Climacus. Born in 525, called Climacus from the title of his famous book, The Climax, or The Ladder of Perfection. He was a Syrian or a Palestinian who started his eremitical life at 16, living for many years as a hermit on Mount Sinai. He then went to Thale, authored The Ladder of Perfection to provide a comprehensive treatise on the ideal of Christian perfection and the virtues and vices of monastic life. John was elected abbot of the monks on Mount Sinai at the age of 70. He died there March 30th, 606. St. John Climacus, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for those who have suffered harm from members of the Church. May they find within the Church herself a concrete response to their pain and suffering. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the Gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, and that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Turn to the Lord and his strength. Constantly seek his face. Remember the wonders he has done. When I read these words from the Psalm 105, there's one word that I could use to tag it. Trust. Trust in God. Trust in Jesus, in his strength. That I may constantly seek your face, Lord Jesus, who I am talking to now in this time of prayer. And that I may remember the wonders that you have done in my life. Isn't it true that I value trust in my friendships? It's the one element that gives authenticity. I can trust this person because he or she cares for me, loves me, hasn't betrayed me. He or she knows me and loves me, and I know and love that person. Turn to the Lord and his strength. Constantly seek his face. Remember the wonders he has done. The tag is trust. Trust in God. We seek this trust in the most common and mundane endeavors. You know, there was a time when buying clothing or groceries or tools or whatever was a process in itself. You had to get out of the house, take a bus or walk to the shop and manually check out the quality of the product. A shirt, a pair of shoes, to see, well, can I use this? Is it going to last? Can I trust this product? Life has steadily evolved, and now we have a zillion online portals that offer a service that will bring to you exactly what you are looking for and right to your doorstep. Exactly what you're looking for. Yeah, that's right. That's why every item has reviews. And a one-star review doesn't get very far. 4 stars, well, that seems more trustworthy. 5-star, don't even bat an eyelid. Buy it. Go for it. Remember a friend of mine who He spent a lot of time searching for a cover for an older model of the tablet he has. And he spent time comparing, contrasting, until he found what seemed perfect. This is exactly what I'm looking for, he thought. A few days later, it was delivered, and he hastened to throw the old cover and put the new one on. Amazing, much better than the old one. Then he tried doing the simplest of things, to turn it on. There was no way of doing it. He went to check what's wrong, and the cover was made in such a way that there was no hole for the button to turn on the tab. He was perplexed. Well, okay, maybe that's a small defect. Let's look. Let's try to take a picture. He turned on the camera and the screen was blank. What's going on? He turned it off, only to discover that the holes for the camera were on the opposite side of the cover. And he thought to himself, but the review said this was perfect, made for this model of tab. So much for trusting those reviews. Many times I don't get exactly what I'm looking for. And the Word of God says, oh, that today you would listen to the voice of the Lord. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Harden not your hearts. Trust in the Lord. And I want to trust you, Jesus. In these last few days, we have been reading from the Gospel of St. John. And it's remarkable to see how hard-hearted the people were. And in today's gospel, we hear you, Jesus, saying, amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. Trust me. And the people start to grumble and to mumble. Now we are sure that you are possessed. Possessed? That's a strong word. Didn't they remember the many signs, as St. John calls them, the many miracles that you had worked? Some of them might have been present at the wedding feast at Cana. John chapter 2, 600 liters of ordinary water converted into 600 liters of extraordinary wine. There would have been people present at the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves. John chapter 6, 5,000 people. That would have made headlines anywhere. Or the man who had been paralyzed for 38 years in John chapter 5. And you told him to pick up his pallet and walk. And he mumbled and grumbled. This man is possessed. And you answer, if I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, he's our God. You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. Whoa. Words that you address to them and perhaps also to me at times. Am I hard of heart, Lord? If I refuse to trust in you, to listen to your word, to get to know you so that I can love you, to remember all the good things that you have done, those miracles that you worked 2,000 years ago continue to happen in my life. Do I come to receive you worthily in Holy Communion every Sunday? That bread that is multiplied is a real miracle of the sacrifice of the Holy Mass. Have I not been freed through the sacrament of confession from the paralysis of bad habits that caused me to sin over and over again? Isn't that cure exactly what I'm looking for? And you should receive a 5-star review, Jesus. Jesus, I'm sorry if I don't trust in you fully, and I want to turn to you and your strength, constantly seek your face to remember the wonders you have done. Isn't it through your mercy that I'm praying at this very moment, listening to this podcast and trying to listen to your voice, to know you as you know the Father, and to love you? Isn't it true that there are so many good things you have done for me? I'm a child of God through the waters of baptism. This is a gift I have received. Sometimes I give so much importance to myself, trust more in my own abilities, and try to find my happiness. Yet I crash because I don't find exactly what I'm looking for. When I scroll aimlessly on my phone, even when I want to buy something online, the reviews say that everything is hunky-dory, and yet the real product is another story. Like my friend. Ironically, I trust those reviews without even knowing who is writing them. But I trust them because I think I'm going to get exactly what I'm looking for. How can I trust you more, Jesus? How can I grow to know you more? Can I read about your life in the Gospels? for a few minutes every day, if I know you more, I can love you more. And in loving you, I can build a trusting relationship with you. Help me to remember all the wonders you have done. My life itself is a miracle. It's clear that I should give you a 5-star review, Jesus. You give me exactly what I'm looking for in Holy Communion, in the sacrament of confession, in these moments of intimacy which I spend with you every day, 10 minutes. Help me, Jesus, if my heart is hardened, I want to listen to your voice. It's a beautiful prayer that I picked up from a book called Broken Gods. It's excerpts of the prayer. And I address these words to you, Jesus. Lead me and guide me. I am yours. Lord Jesus Christ, I surrender my right to find my own way, and I choose instead to follow your way. Help me to follow your example in my life. Help me to remember that I can never understand myself or find true happiness if I keep myself apart from you or others. Give me your grace that I might embrace my need for you and for others in my life. Lead me and guide me. I am yours. Amen. I am yours, Jesus, and I am also yours, Mother Mary. Amen. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 14 past the hour, and this is Daybreak. It's Thursday of the fifth week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin this liturgical day with the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Oh, The word of the Lord is a strong shield for all who put their trust in him. As for God, his ways are perfect. The word of the Lord, purest gold. He indeed is the shield of all who make him their refuge. For who is God but the Lord? Who is a rock but our God? The God who girds me with strength and makes the path safe before me. My feet you made swift as the deer's. You have made me stand firm on the heights. You have trained my hands for battle and my arms to bend the heavy bow.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The word of the Lord is a strong shield for all who put their trust in him.
Your strong right hand has upheld me, Lord.
Your strong right hand has upheld me, Lord.
You gave me your saving shield. You upheld me, trained me with care. You gave me freedom for my steps. My feet have never slipped. I pursued and overtook my foes, never turning back till they were slain. I smote them so they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You girded me with strength for battle. You made my enemies fall beneath me. You made my foes take flight. Those who hated me, I destroyed. They cried, but there was no one to save them. They cried to the Lord, but in vain. I crushed them fine as the dust before the wind, trod them down like dirt in the streets. You saved me from the feuds of the people and put me at the head of the nations. People unknown to me served me. When they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreign nations came to me cringing. Foreign nations faded away. They came trembling out of their strongholds.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Your strong right hand has upheld me, Lord.
May the living God, my Savior, be praised forever.
May the living God, my Savior, be praised forever.
Long life to the Lord, my rock. Praised be the God who saves me, the God who gives me redress and subdues people under me. You saved me from my furious foes. You set me above my assailants. You saved me from violent men. So I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing a psalm to your name. He has given great victories to his king and shown his love for his anointed, for David, and his sons forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray.
Lord God, our strength and salvation, put in us the flame of your love and make our love for you grow to a perfect love which reaches to our neighbor.
May the living God, my Savior, be praised forever.
Whoever meditates on the law of the Lord
will bring forth much fruit at harvest time.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Melchizedek, king of Salem and priest of the Most High God, met Abraham returning from his defeat of the kings and blessed him. And Abraham apportioned to him one-tenth of all his booty. His name means King of Justice. He was also King of Salem, that is, King of Peace. Without father, mother, or ancestry, without beginning of days or end of life, like the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. See the greatness of this man to whom Abraham the patriarch gave one-tenth of his booty. The law provides that the priests of the tribe of Levi should receive tithes from the people, their brother Israelites, even though all of them are descendants of Abraham. But Melchizedek, who was not of their ancestry, received tithes of Abraham and blessed Abraham, who had received God's promises. It is indisputable that a lesser person is blessed by a greater. And whereas men subject to death receive tithes, Scripture testifies that this man lives on. Levi, who receives tithes, was, so to speak, tithed in the person of his father, for he was still in his father's loins when Melchizedek met Abraham. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Melchizedek, the king of Salem, offered bread and wine. He was a priest of God Most High, like Christ, the Son of God,
to whom the Lord has sworn the oath, "You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old."
He became a priest not in virtue of a law concerning physical descent, but by the power of an indestructible life.
To whom the Lord has sworn the oath, "You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old."
From the Dogmatic Constitution on the Church of the Second Vatican Council. See, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. I will plant my law within them and inscribe it in their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. All shall know me, from the least to the greatest, says the Lord. It was Christ who established this new covenant, the New Testament in his blood, calling into being from Jews and Gentiles a people that was to form a unity, not in human flesh, but in the Spirit, as the new people of God. Those who believe in Christ, reborn not of corruptible, but of incorruptible seed through the word of the living God, not from the flesh, but from water and the Holy Spirit, are constituted in the fullness of time as a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people God has made his own. Once no people, but now the people of God. This messianic people has Christ as its head. Christ, who was given up for our sins and rose again for our justification. Bearing now the name that is above every name, he reigns in glory in heaven. His people enjoy the dignity and freedom of the children of God, in whose hearts the Holy Spirit dwells as in a temple. They have as their law the new commandment of loving as Christ himself has loved us. They have as their goal the kingdom of God, begun on earth by God himself and destined to grow until it is also brought to perfection by him at the end of time, when Christ, our life, will appear, and creation itself will be freed from slavery to corruption and take on the freedom of the glory of God's children. This messianic people,
though it does not, in fact, embrace all mankind and often seems to be a tiny flock, is yet the enduring source of unity, hope, and salvation for the whole human race. It is established by Christ as a communion of life, of love, and of truth. It is also used by him as an instrument for the redemption of all, and is sent out into the whole world as the light of the world and the salt of the earth. The Israel of old was already called the Church of God while it was on pilgrimage through the desert. So the new Israel, as it makes its way in this present age, seeking a city that is to come, a city that will remain, is also known as the Church of Christ. For he acquired it by his own blood, filled it with his Spirit, and equipped it with appropriate means to be a visible and social unity. God has called together the assembly of those who in faith look on Jesus, the author of all salvation and principle of unity and peace, and so has established the church to be for each and all the visible sacrament of this unity, which brings with it salvation.
You are a people set apart. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God.
Once you had no experience of God's mercy, but now it has been granted you.
Happy the people whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own.
Once you had no experience of God's mercy, but now it has been granted you.
Let us pray. Be near, O Lord, to those who plead before you, and look kindly on those who place their hope in your mercy, that cleansed from the stain of their sins, they may persevere in holy living and be made full heirs of your promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
25 minutes before the hour. We'll check out all of the regular stuff in just a few minutes. Today's Gospel in Conversation with God in Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Thursday, March 30th, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, you'd think that after all of this explaining of who he is, why he came, that Jesus would say to people, "Don't you get it? I've told you over and over again." Today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, is from the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John.
"Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death."
"Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death.
Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? And the prophets died? Who do you claim to be?"
"If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say that he is your God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I said I do not know him, I should be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he was to see my day. He saw it and was glad."
"You are not yet 50 years old. And have you seen Abraham?"
"Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am."
So they took up stones to throw at him,
where Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find daily and Sunday Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. Well, one excellent subject for meditation is every fine detail of the Passion of Christ. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. If we are to know and follow Christ, we must be moved by his pain and helplessness. We must feel the lashes, the thorns, the insults, the neglect, the degradation. And this should not be as mere onlookers, but as protagonists, for it was our sins that led him to Calvary. Therefore, it is good for us to try to understand better the meaning of Christ's death. We must get beyond external appearances and cliches. We need to put ourselves really and truly into the scenes which we are reliving, to witness the sorrow of Jesus, his mother's tears, the disciples' flight, the courage of the holy women, the daring of those two, Joseph and Nicodemus, who ask Pilate for the body of our Lord. If it were only possible, I would like to feel all that you feel. But you are perfect man, and your sensitivity is so much greater than mine. At your side, I see yet again that I don't know how to suffer, and so I am amazed by your ability to give everything without reserve. Jesus, I must tell you just how cowardly I am. Yet seeing you nailed to the cross, suffering all that can be suffered, your arms spread in one gesture of an eternal priest, I am going to tell you something which may seem crazy. I want to imitate you, Lord. I want to give myself truly to you once and for all and be ready to do all that you ask of me. I know I am not nearly strong enough to be making such a request. But I know that I love you, Jesus. Let us, above all, come close to Jesus in his death, close to his cross, which stands out in silhouette above the summit of Golgotha. But we must approach him sincerely and with the interior recollection that is a sign of Christian maturity. The divine and human events of the Passion will then pierce our soul as words spoken to us by God to uncover the secrets of our heart and show us what he expects of our lives. By meditating on Christ's passion, we shall gain countless rewards. Firstly, it will help us to maintain a great aversion to all sin, since he was wounded for our iniquities, he was bruised for our sins. Jesus crucified should be the book which we, in the manner of the saints, read constantly so as to learn to detest sin and really grow in love for such a loving God. For it is in Christ's wounds that we learn of the evil of sin which condemned him to suffer such a cruel and ignominious death, so that divine justice might be carried out. It is in Christ's wounds that we find proof of his great love for us, for he endured such terrible pain and suffering precisely so as to show us just how much he loved us. And we feel that sin cannot be regarded as just a trivial mistake. To sin is to crucify the Son of God, to tear his hands and feet with hammer blows, to make his heart break. A sin, therefore, is so much more than a simple human error. Christ's sufferings will encourage us to avoid all that might be described as bourgeois attitudes, unwillingness, and laziness. It will inflame our love and keep lukewarmness at bay. It will help us to mortify our soul and guard better all our senses. If the Lord sometimes lets us suffer illness, pain, or contradictions which are especially intense and serious, then it will be of great help and relief to consider the pain which Christ endured in his passion. He experienced every kind of physical and moral pain, since he suffered at the hands of the Gentiles and the Jews, of men and of women, an example being the maids who accused Peter. He suffered at the hands of princes and their officials, and at the hands of the ordinary people, too. He suffered at the hands of relatives and friends and acquaintances, on account of Judas, who betrayed him, and of Peter, who denied him. In short, Christ suffered as much as it is possible for man to suffer. Christ suffered at the hands of his friends who abandoned him. He suffered as blasphemies were hurled at him. His honor and self-esteem suffered from all the taunts and jibes. He was even stripped of his clothes, the only possessions he had. In his soul, he felt sadness, emptiness, and fear. In his body, the wounds and the cruel lashes of the whip. So let us make it our intention to come closer to the Virgin Mary in these days leading up to her Son's Passion, and let us ask her to show us how to meditate on these moments when he suffered so much for us. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's 15 minutes before the hour. It's time to pray with the whole church once again. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful. We join together now in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now. And will be forever. Amen.
Awake, lyre and harp. With praise let us awake the dawn.
Awake, lyre and harp. With praise let us awake the dawn.
Have mercy on me, God. Have mercy. For in you my soul has taken refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by. I call to God the Most High, to God who has always been my help. May he send from heaven and save me, and shame those who assail me. May God send us his truth and his love. My soul lies down among lions who would devour the sons of men. Their teeth are spears and arrows, their tongue a sharpened sword. O God, arise above the heavens. May your glory shine on earth. They laid a snare for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my path, but fell in it themselves. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples, among the nations, I will praise you, for your love reaches to the heavens and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens. May your glory shine on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, send your mercy and your truth to rescue us from the snares of the devil, and we will praise you among the peoples and proclaim you to the nations. Happy to be known as companions of your Son.
Awake, lyre and harp. With praise let us awake the dawn.
My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings.
My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings.
Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it on distant coasts and say, he who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock.
The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings, the grain, the wine, and the oil, the sheep and the oxen. They themselves shall be like watered gardens. Never again shall they languish.
Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. I will lavish choice portions upon the priests, and my people shall be filled with my blessings, says the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings.
The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God.
The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God.
The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain rises in beauty, the joy of all the earth.
Mount Zion, true pole of the earth, the great king's city. God, in the midst of his citadels, has shown himself its stronghold.
For the kings assembled together. Together they advanced. They saw. At once they were astounded. Dismayed, they fled in fear.
A trembling seized them there, like the pangs of birth. By the east wind, you have destroyed the ships of Tarshish.
As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of our God, in the city of the Lord of hosts, which God upholds forever.
O God, we ponder your love within your temple. Your praise, O God, like your name, reaches to the ends of the earth.
With justice your right hand is filled. Mount Zion rejoices. The people of Judah rejoice at the sight of your judgments.
Walk through Zion. Walk all round it. Count the number of its towers. Review all its ramparts. Examine its castles, that you may tell the next generation that such is our God forever and always. It is he who leads us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, the body of your risen Son is the temple not made by human hands and the defending wall of the new Jerusalem. May this holy city, built of living stones, shine with spiritual radiance and witness to your greatness in the sight of all nations.
The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God.
A reading from the book of Hebrews. We see Jesus crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, that through God's gracious will he might taste death for the sake of all men. Indeed, it was fitting that when bringing many sons to glory, God, for whom and through whom all things exist, should make their leader in the work of salvation perfect through suffering. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the crowds of the Jews, "Whoever comes from God hears the word of God. You will not listen because you do not come from God."
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies,
from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the crowds of the Jews, "Whoever comes from God hears the word of God. You will not listen because you do not come from God."
Christ our Lord came among us as the light of the world, that we might walk in his light and not in the darkness of death. Let us praise him and cry out to him.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us.
God of mercy, help us today to grow in your likeness.
That we who sinned in Adam may rise again in Christ.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us. Let your word be a lamp to guide us.
That we may live the truth and grow always in your love.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us. Teach us to be faithful in seeking the common good for your sake.
That your light may shine on the whole human family by means of your church.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us. Touch our hearts to seek your friendship more and more.
And to make amends for our sins against your wisdom and goodness.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us. In silence we pause to remember our own petitions. We pray to the Lord.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Be near, O Lord, to those who plead before you, and look kindly on those who place their hope in your mercy, that cleansed from the stain of their sins, they may persevere in holy living and be made full heirs of your promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
It's another new day, and it's up to you and me to make it holy. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes with John and Glenn. Patrick Madrid comes around a little bit later on this morning. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's do this again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.